listening time. On this July 24th, the weekend, 24 minutes before 8 o'clock. And the forecast for area, more of the same. Beautiful weather for the most part, with the high in the 80s, overnight lows down around 56 degrees on Main Street. And, of course, the top local story continues. Walkout by city employees in the firing. City employees down at the shop earlier this week. Yesterday, picketers in front of City Hall passed out petitions to take their claims of unfair treatment to the city council. Yesterday afternoon, union representatives had a chance to talk with the council during a work session at City Hall. Dr. Clark Puffert told Mayor Tom Green, Councilman Tom Schellenberger, and Helen Alvarez that in the case of the city manager's firing of employees that walked off the job, crime did not fit the punishment, going on to some other sort of disciplinary action could have been taken instead. Puffer was in the KPZW studio to that meeting, and he told us,
"I think, Blair, that's indicative of the problem. I have worked for about 14 years in labor relations all across the United States, resolved dilemmas such as strikes, impacts, negotiations, other kinds of things in my background, and the perception she had no other alternative is indicative of the inexperience that Ms. Lobel has. I think that's one of the major problems, her inexperience and lack of alternatives. She's concerned about looking bad when she should be concerned with resolution. A good relations person is concerned with resolutions, not how they look.
City Council and KPCW yesterday, Utah Public Employees Association, have been contemplating a lawsuit against the city manager prior to this, the violation of the right to work law.
We were contemplating a suit against Ms. Lobel and Park City if they supported her in her position in interfering with the right to work law, in that she told certain employees that they could not join the association, or that if their position was vacated, whoever filled it could not join the association. She enticed others not to participate in the association and not to be represented. Now, that's a violation of the right to work law in the state of Utah. It does protect the labor people as well as the management people. And for that, we were going to institute some action with the city council to say, this isn't proper. Do you want to clean up your house, clean up your act? And they did.
But was contemplating the economic sanctions against Park City.
And there are other associations and unions that are very sympathetic to companies such as this when they see city council administrator react in an irresponsible manner to this, and as I use the term, sledgehammer, that desire to take sanctions against the business. I met with the Chamber of Commerce this morning. We do not want to do that. We do not want to do that kind of...
But Puffer went on to state that the union could urge other members not to hold conventions in Park City. Besides Puffer, Park City UPA Vice President Greg Wynn also talked to the council, saying, quote, "We knew the consequences of our actions might be firing, but that the shop employees," he said, "felt that to be offered such low increases in wages was taking the place." No official reaction from the council to the union proposals yesterday. However, Councilwoman Helen Alvarez did state the city manager was following policy that had been set by the city council in the negotiations. And while the decision to fire the employees did not come lightly for her, she fully supported the city manager's position. And yesterday, the city manager was in the KPZW studios to explain her actions. She told us,
"It's not an easy thing to fire people. But the way I view it, I think that the employees put me in a position where I really had no choice. We were in the middle of negotiations.
Zaya.